brazy, do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.
All right, and welcome to another episode of the Italian Gamer Podcast. Today is February 5th, 2021. The time is 7 p.m. It's the top of the hour, and I am here to bring you some video game news, what I'm playing this week, a positive quote, and more. The song that you just heard was the Mambo Italiano remix, Rosemary Clooney featuring KMX, remix 2012. It's a fabulous song. All right, now let's get started. We're going to start with the Newsweek. This is the part of the show where I talk about interesting things that are happening this week in the world of video games. So why don't we go ahead and start? Hope all of you are having a great evening, by the way. It's really cold and chilly here in Chicago. We just had a blizzard. It was really intense, and now it's just a matter of just dealing with the Chicago weather. But anyway, let's start with the Newsweek. This week, there's some interesting news bits that I'm going to talk about. The first is the latest GameStop stock dipping. According to TheVerge.com, GameStop's stock price fell over 50% on Tuesday, closing at $90. So in my last episode of the Italian Gamer Podcast, I mentioned that GameStop's stock, went up like crazy. It was up in the upper 400s. But now it looks like it's dipping back down to, today it closed at $53.50. So that's less than the stock sold for before that roller coaster ride of Reddit of retail investors that were going crazy. It was really intense. So, that was the news with, this is the news with GameStop. According to TheVerge.com, it went from its peak at 43 and now it's down back to 53.50. It's really cool though to see what a community of Redditors can do as far as grouping together and trying to support their favorite businesses. It looks like the craze has now gone back down, though. Who knows, though? I mean, we'll see what happens. That's the news for the GameStop stocking dip. The next news that I'm going to talk about is Nintendo Land. For those of you that don't know, Nintendo Land is this like theme park in Japan. And this is the first theme park. It's called Super Nintendo World. My bad. And it's really cool. According to IGN.com, Nintendo showed off some new videos of the parks, including their rides, their merchandise, the food. It looks so cool. I'm going to post the video in the Discord. The video shows Super Nintendo World, and it's really cool. You'll walk, and then the entrance is a huge, like, green Mario pipe. And you walk through it, and as you walk through it, you'll see like these lights that are flashing, and they're inviting you inside the place. And it, according to the video, they wanted to give you the vibe that you were going through like a transition from the park to the actual Nintendo world. So it was really cool how they did that. And then another cool thing is that they introduced something called like these Nintendo bracelets. And guests will get them. And the way it works is that you have like this watch bracelet thing. And the way it works is that you'll like tap the watch against like some kind of special thing. And it'll make, like, for example, you can tap the watch by a question mark block. And the block will go ta-ding. And then like after you get that, you'll get a coin. And if you go on your phone and you go to the Nintendo app on your phone, you'll actually be able to monitor how many coins you have. According to the adventurers that you can go on, you can redeem these coins for special prizes. You can redeem these coins for other like different things throughout the park. As long as you have one of these power-up bands, then you're able to do anything in the park, which is really, really cool. The video also showed off different worlds. So you'll have like the overground, you'll have the underground, you'll have like this snow world and these other different worlds. And then they also revealed like these different rides. Like they have Yoshi's Adventure, that's a ride. They have a Mario Kart themed ride. They have a Bowser Showdown themed ride. They have all these cool rides that look amazing. And I mean, I'm looking at pictures right now of the Mario Kart ride. And as I scroll through it, I'm like, wow, like you could tell that they put a lot of attention to detail from the way the Mario Karts look. It looks like it's four people to a cart. And then each cart has their own theme. So you have like a Mario theme, a Daisy theme, a Luigi theme. It looks like it starts underground and then it makes its way outside. They haven't really shown what it looks like. To get actually inside the cart, you have to like go through Bowser's castle, and then you'll see like the Mario Kart trophies. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I hope that it comes to Universal Studios, California, because this looks like such an amazing experience that I'd love to check out one day. But yeah, so that's the Super Nintendo World like Mario Kart ride. Another thing that they announced is Kino Pio's Cafe, which is this like, it's this restaurant that you go to, and they have these little, you go into this entrance, and then they have toads all over the place, and the toads are on these screens, and they're cooking food for you. So you'll place an order, and then you'll see the toads like actually making the dish that you ordered. I'm going to read a list of some of the dishes you can choose from. King Bowser's hamburger, steak with bread or rice, fishbone with bread or rice. I can't say menuet. I can't pronounce that. Mario's bacon cheeseburger, Luigi's green curry chicken sandwich, teriyaki chicken and superstar rice, chef's special, omelet rice with shrimp and mushroom cream stew, Yoshi's spinach carbonara, fire flower spaghetti and meatballs, piranha plant caprese, Yoshi's favorite fruit and veggie salad, mushroom soup, super mushroom pizza bowl with mushroom tomato sauce, portobello mushroom pizza topped with bacon and vegetables, kids hamburger meal with Mario figurine pick, kids curry and rice meal, a question block tiramisu. That sounds actually pretty amazing. I mean, come on, we're Italians. We love our tiramisu. A question block tiramisu? Like, wah! Then we have the goal pole cake, double cherry chocolate cupcake, princess peaches cake, superstar lemon squash, and superstar hot yuzu lemonade. Wow, that sounds really good. Superstar hot yuzu lemonade. How's hot lemonade? Like, usually when I think of lemonade, I think of something cold, not something hot. Is it like, does it have a kick to it or something? Am I going to drink it and just be like, excuse me, can I get something? Can I get the cold version? I thought this was this is the hot lemonade. Oops. But yeah, this whole Super Nintendo World looks absolutely amazing. I'm so impressed by this place, and I really do hope that one day it makes its way to California, because this is definitely a vacation I'm going on. The world looks so cool. I mean, there was a video I was watching where they were showing off a puzzle, and in order to solve the puzzle, you had to use your bracelet, the power-up band, and you had to like time it right in order to get the prize, and then that translated into like in-game currency on your phone. There's so much creativity, ingenuity, and innovation here. This is definitely a park that's definitely above its time. And I'm curious to see how they're going to run the park with the pandemic being a thing, because I really hope that they do social distancing with COVID. So I really hope that people stay safe and that they continue to do social distancing. But yeah, I mean, that was this Nintendo Super Nintendo World looks amazing, and I'm really, really impressed by what they've done with it. The next part of next Newsweek video that our thing I have for you guys today is a Final Fantasy 14 event that's actually happening today, February 5th. Square Enix's MMORPG, according to GameSpot.com, is getting major news. According to GameSpot.com, a live stream happened. It's a Final Fantasy 14 showcase announcement. It's a live broadcast taking place today, starting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. I have to double check to see what it is that is Central time. I think it passed already. It's gonna be in Japanese, but they're gonna have English audio. And I guess what they're announcing possibly, it says not much has been said about the showcase itself, although you can expect it to be the opportunity for Square Enix to show off an upcoming expansion for Final Fantasy XIV. the MMORPG has been on schedule that delivers one expansion every 2 years and five major content updates in between that link story events across multiple expansions. According to GameSpot.com, the latest one, Shadowbringers, launched in July 2019 and was met with wide critical acclaim. For context, the reveal for it took place November 2018. The previous two expansions, Stormblood and Heavensward, launched in 2017 and 2015, respectively. So that means we're at 2021, so 2019. That means that we're right around the corner for a new expansion. So Shadowbringers was the most recent one, so who knows? We might get a new one. The most recent patch was 5.4, and that went live December 8th. That continued a main story quest line that introduced like a whimsical dungeon, according to GameSpot. It also included like more quests and more boss battles. It also included some more like jobs and stuff like that. So I'm really curious to see what this new expansion is. I kind of play Final Fantasy 14 on and off, and I'm still actually on the first expansion, or not even. I think I'm on the first main game. MMOs take a lot of time and a lot of effort, and I have some really close friends that are really into Final Fantasy 14, and I know that they love Final Fantasy 14 news, and they asked me to start sharing more 14 news on the podcast. So I'm excited to be able to share some more 14 news. I'm very curious when the Final Fantasy 14 expansion gets announced, I will absolutely update it next week. But yeah, this is really exciting. It's really exciting to see that Square Enix has something up their sleeves. And this is, I mean, it's so great to see that they're giving us content, even with Final Fantasy 16 in the mix. And Final Fantasy 16 is going to be for PlayStation 5. So it's really cool to see that they're still supporting their user base. I mean, Final Fantasy 14 is a huge game. It's been making Square Enix tons of money. So it's really cool to see that they're still supporting their fan base and that things are still going really great for them. The next thing I want to talk about is a very similar game. It's Monster Hunter Rise for the Nintendo Switch. This is a game that is an exclusive to Nintendo Switch, and lately it's been getting a lot of great positivity and a lot of great reviews. Monster Hunter World was the last big release from Capcom, I believe it is. Yeah, Capcom. And Monster Hunter World sold over 16 million copies like worldwide as of September 2020. Like, holy shit. But yeah, it's crazy seeing that much support for that game. Monster Hunter Rise, however, is a new release for the Nintendo Switch, and it's a Nintendo Switch exclusive. The game is an open world, just like Monster Hunter World. And according to the IGN.com article I'm reading, Capcom struggled with development for this game because they were trying to keep the visual aspect of the game as well as the open world aspect of the game. Monster Hunter World kind of was an open world as opposed to previous entries in the series, which were like zones. So you'd have like zone 3, 4, 5, 6. Instead, now we have like just one big world that you can explore. The game is also massively, like, really popular, and it's online. Like, you can go play hunts with friends. So this is a really cool game, and it's very vast and open, and I'm probably going to get it, even though I don't know anyone that has it yet, so we'll see about that. Monster Hunter Rise, though, looks really fun, and it's really cool seeing the amount of content that they've added to the game as far as, like, new weapons and the monsters that they can fight. The open world environments is such a great like thing for the Switch, and I'm really happy to see that that's there. The game looks really fantastic, and I'm really excited. The graphics even look beautiful. I'm very surprised at how visually pleasing the graphics look for a Switch title. The game has lots of challenges still. I mean, Capcom is very intent on making the game very challenging as far as difficulty and making it balanced. Back when I played earlier Monster Hunter games, a hunt could go on as long as 20 minutes to an hour. So this game, it definitely has that same concept where you're going in and you're essentially just fighting and challenging yourself with these monsters with the limited resources you have. It's a really cool concept. The game introduced also, they expanded upon a buddy system. So now you can choose up to two buddies to go with you on a hunt, and these buddies help you in different ways. Palicos are cats in the game, and a Palamute, I think, is a new creature. I'm not sure if it's exclusive to Rise or if it was in World, but these are creatures you can ride, or like they'll just like help you as you're playing. It's really cool that they added the buddy system. There's even a training area that you can like test your teamwork if you're playing with friends. They added so much stuff to it, and it's so cool seeing all this content. I'm really, really happy with how much Monster Hunter has grown since then, and the 14 different weapons they have available. I mean, there's so much gameplay here when it comes to mastering a game like this, as far as the weapons that you can choose from and the upgrading system. I feel like Dauntless, which is made by Epic, is getting a run for its money right now because Monster Hunter is like their biggest competitor. So I'm curious to see how that goes. This is a really cool game, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with it. It's really exciting. That actually is all I got for news this week. So we've talked about the GameStop price dip, the Nintendo Super Nintendo World showing off all their new rides and content, Final Fantasy's 14 expansion reveal, and then finally Monster Hunter Rise getting all these positive reviews. In the next section of my podcast, I am going to go and talk about the playlist. So stay tuned for one moment. Welcome back to the playlist section of the show. In the playlist, here I'm going to talk about the games that I've been playing this week. I should say game singular, because honestly, I've been so busy with so many other things going on in my life when it comes to like time and health and work. Unfortunately, the only time I've had to play for games this week is just one, and it's a game that's been around for a while now. It's called Sayonara Wild Hearts. Sayonara Wild Hearts is a cover album pop game, and it came out a few years ago. The game is on every system. You can get it for PlayStation, PC, on Steam. You can get it for Nintendo Switch. You can get it for your phone, for iPhone, with Apple Arcade. You can get it anywhere. The basic premise of Sayonara Wild Hearts is that you play as a woman who goes through a really bad heartbreak. And this heartbreak just shatters her. Like, it's just, it destroys her. And one night while she's just depressed in her room, something happens and she gets confronted by a butterfly it's this like butterfly that takes her out of her world and puts her into the world of it's like another universe that she goes to. And what ended up happening was these godly tarot supernatural gods have invaded the piece of like another universe, and they've decided to selfishly take the world for themselves, and it caused a heartbreak in the universe. And then the remnants of it was a butterfly heart, and it flew to this other woman who also had her heart broken, and then they fuse together and it creates the Fool, which in Tarot the Fool is one of the cards. And the premise of the game is that the main character, this woman, she goes through all these different worlds, and the game is an on the rails. It's on the rails. So you're like swinging around, you're on a motorcycle, you're flying, you're doing all these cool things. It's a very short game. It's only like 12, 13 levels. It's very short, but it's very innovative. And it's one of those games that does very great at replayability. You'll find yourself replaying the songs, the game has tons of achievements, and there's something called the Zodiac mode where you'll see like secrets. And if you collect all the secrets, you'll unlock something else. The game has a score system where if you get a high enough score, you'll unlock different modes. It's a rhythm based. It's hard to compare what this game is compared like to. Maybe Sonic. It's one of those, because like I said, it's on the rails. You're collecting stuff. You're singing songs. I think there's like six or seven cover album songs you can play that you play through, and each song. So I didn't get a chance to explain that. So in the game, you'll go through these different passages. And then when you're done with the passage, you'll enter a world. And then after playing like two levels in that world, which are like on the rails experiences, you'll eventually get to the boss battle. And the boss battle is the actual cover song. And each boss battle in the game is an internal. It's very open for interpretation. So in the game, for example, the first boss battle is the first universe like demon that's trying to take control of this supernatural world. And it's these masquerade characters that all wear masks. And when you defeat them, you destroy their hearts. And it could be taken that literally, that these are actual otherworldly gods that you're defeating as the protagonist. But it could also be the internal demons that the protagonist is defeating themselves within their own heart. And it's really cool seeing the protagonist go through each of these worlds and defeat all these different characters. And each cover album song in each different world kind of explains what is going on in this character's head. So for example, in the first world, the cover album song is Begin Again. And it's about this woman that the song's lyrics, based on my personal interpretation, is about how she's recalling past events and how she didn't know that that she'd be around her partner's arms for the last time. And she's reminiscing about how this person left her sad and scarred, and that she's trying to forgive. She's trying to move on. It's the last time, but she's all right, but she's painfully all right, and she's ready to begin again. And that's one of the first songs in the game. The second song in the game is Depression, and it's about her trying to it's a song about her trying to she misses this person, in my opinion, and she's trying to find them. She's trying to hear their beat, but she can't find it. And it's about how the person that she's one of my favorite lyrics in that song is when all you care for is the fire, you end up blinded by the light. I'm the only one alive in the dead of night. And it's a beautiful lyric because it's about how it's someone that only seems to be around for fires of love. And then immediately when that flame starts to, they're chasing that flame and then they get burned when things start to go bad. So it's like this concept of like how this main protagonist is confronting these demons themselves. And you know what? Her personal heartbreak might not be that she might be the one that's actually interested in that flame. She might be the one that has to confront that and realize that it's that in order to maintain love, you have to maintain the flame. Or it could be the other way around. Maybe someone left her and she's talking about that person who's only looking at the flame and not actually trying to maintain it. So there's a lot of interpretation there. And then like another example is the third song called Mine, about how she's she's distracting herself with things to buy to like help her. The fourth song is about it has something to do with like depression and how one of the lines from the fourth song is like they say Begin Again, which is a reference to the first song, but I'll treasure anything left behind. So it's this concept that she's still not ready to move on yet. She's still trying to grab anything she can and keep it. So there's a lot of like processing, a lot of emotions here. And then the very final song in the game is about death. And it's one of my favorite songs. It's one of my favorite lyrics from the song is, "But the right words never come out. It all comes out silly, dumb. And all the things I needed to say and all the things I really needed to say are in the inside." And to me, it's really beautiful because it talks about when someone is in the heat of the moment, or if someone's frustrated or something, they say words, but the words are coming out right. And they're struggling because they're trying to figure out how to say these words, but it's just not coming out right. And the right words they're trying to say are in the inside. So it's a really beautiful song. And then finally, there's one more song called Wild Hearts Never Die. And it's a really interesting song. The lyrics go something along the lines of like, bring 1,000 blades, we'll never feel the sting. Our love will always shine bright, but then everything fades to black. Names roll down like a movie, no way back, who are we fooling? This is how it ends, this is our goodbye, because wild hearts never die, wild hearts never die. And it's this concept of how wild hearts never die. And it's this whole concept of how it's about heartbreak and really just coming close to accepting a heartbreak and accepting that you're a wild heart and you're never going to die. And it's kind of like it's almost like sticking it to your heartbreak or sticking it to your inner demons. There could be a lot of interpretations for this. It's not just about accepting it could be accepting about yourself. It could be accepting about a breakup or about a death. There's so many interpretations. I think what makes Sayonara Wild Hearts though such a fantastic game and such a great experience is that it does a great job at empowering the player. it empowers the player and it gives them hope. It gives them the opportunity to really step back and think about their inner demons and how to squash their inner demons. The game might not just be about a heartbreak. It might be about, you know, going inside internally and trying to fight your own internal demons. There's so much to unpack, and the songs are so great and they're so easily listenable to. I really love this game. I've had it for a few years and it's won so many awards. Annapurna Interactive has done a great job making this game. And I'm really impressed and proud of that company for making this game. It's helped so many people. It's helped bring back together relationships. It's helped people come to terms with other ones. It's a game that really does a great job at helping people come to terms with their emotions, or help people realize that they have their own internal demons to fight. Me myself, like I'm always about self-improvement. I'm always about how I can be a better me. In my life recently, I've gone through some really crazy events, like really bad heartbreaks. And, these events have really tested me personally, from a very personal level. At the end of the day, all I can do is focus on me. I can't really do much else. And, anyway, Center of Wild Hearts is a fantastic game and I highly recommend it. It's really fun and I do love the gameplay and the graphics, and I recommend it. It's on every system available. In the next section of the show, I'm going to move over to the positive quote of the week. Welcome to the next section of the show. The next section that we are doing now is called the positive quote of the week, because we are what? A positive podcast. You heard that right. We are not, we allow no negativity here. For those of you that are not watching the stream on Discord, I'm probably going to stream on Twitch or Facebook live stream at some point, because I realize that I might get more hits that way. But I'm doing like the finger thing where it's like, nuh-uh, we're only a positive podcast. We don't take any negativity here. Me included. I have a tendency to be negative sometimes, so I'm trying to work on that myself. So the positive quote that I have this week is a very important one. It's from Edmund Burke, and he's a philosopher from the 18th century. And his quote is, "Our patience will achieve more than our force." I'm going to repeat it one more time. Our patience will achieve more than our force. One more time. It's from Edmund Burke, and he is a philosopher from the 18th century. He was, according to what I've seen online, he opposed the French Revolution. So he was very much like an intellectual. And I love this quote because I don't know if any of you ever heard the quote, like, patience is a virtue. I think that today in our society, we have, especially with technology and our phones, we're grown and we are forced to believe that we get things instantly, like this instant gratification. And the same, I think, goes for people. I think that people in relationships or people like have a tendency to expect, instant gratification or instant, like, that everything's going to be okay, or that you're going to do this now. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And, people in general, I have to learn this. Everyone has to learn this. We all have to learn patience, and patience will achieve more than force. So it's this concept that you just have to be patient. You have to be able to accept that what's going on right now is temporary, and that what the feelings that you'll be feeling in the future will be better. If there's someone in your life that, you know, is really angry at you, and, you know, you did something wrong and now they're not talking to you right now. Going back to Burke's quote, you know, patience will achieve more than force. Give that person time to just cool down. In the meantime, focus on you, focus on things you can do. And who knows, maybe one day that person will, you know, turn around and be like, "Hey, how have you been?" And, you know, that's really, really important, because I've learned that lesson the hard way with lots of people. And it's really important that you give people time and space, because the last thing you want to do is push that person away even further. It's really important that you give people that time and space to think about things. And sometimes accepting that is really hard, because for me, for example, I'm the type of person where I want to just, like, get in someone's face and be like, "Give me a hug. Let's just hug it out. We're done. Like, let's talk about it. Let's, you know, I'm Italian. This is the Italian Gamer Podcast. Italians are very emotional people. Our mantra is not go to bed angry. We are very, very much emotional people. So we get our emotions out. We get our feelings out. And, you know, but I also want to acknowledge Italians out there that are also the opposite, and people, or anyone in general, people that need to really like sit down and brew and think about things. And for Italians, it's like in the course of 20 minutes, it's like, oh, I'm angry at you. I never want to talk to you ever again. And then 20 minutes later, it's like, all right, what do you want for dinner? So it's funny how like people of different cultures don't think that way, and, or people in general don't think that way. So, you know, it's when it comes to trying to process these emotions, sometimes all you can really do is just let that person go and let them do their thing, let them be you. And all you can hope for is that they'll figure things out, and that that they'll reach out one day, or that, you know, and you can maybe start a dialogue again. But yeah, I really do believe in that our patience will achieve more than our force. It's a great quote, and I really love it. It's there's so much to it. And I mean, even like for stuff, just you could apply this to literally anything. If you're, for example, if you're struggling to lose weight, patience, it's patience, really. I mean, you got to just remember that you got to take it one day at a time, baby steps. When it comes to like personal health, if you're trying to improve, you know, certain aspects of your life, if you have an addiction to something, or if you're trying to kick like certain thoughts from your head, it just takes patience. You can't just like force yourself. You got to like really give it patience. So that's my positive quote of the week. And, I really enjoyed getting the chance to check this out, and it was really cool learning more about who Edmund Burke was. Back in high school, I took an advanced placement European history course. And it's really funny because I was looking at this person and I'm like, I think I learned about this person in high school. So it was really cool just looking this person up again and just like letting all those memories come back again from good old AP Euro. But now that the positive quote of the week is done, I'm going to move to the next part of the show. This is a brand new part of the show. It's a question of the week. So stay tuned for one moment, and I'm going to end this recording, and we'll start the next one. Transition. Welcome back again to the show. And this time around, we have a brand new section. This part of the show is called the question answer part of the show. If you're not a part of our Discord community already, please consider joining the Discord community. The Italian Gamer can be found on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. The Discord links are available on there. If you have, if you already do follow and you want to give this show or share this show with your friends, share them the Discord link as well, so we can continue to improve this Discord community. You do not have to be Italian to join the community, as long as you have a respect for the Italian culture, which by that I mean as long as you like pasta and pizza and calzones and tiramisu. That's all I really need. So as long as you have some respect for the Italian culture, then we'll be good. Anyway, the question this week that I posed was, what's your favorite snack to eat or drink while playing video games? Very, very simple question, very fun question. And, you know, when we're gaming, we also are munching. So we got to have something we're eating or drinking while we're playing video games. And I figured, why not just like put this question out to the community and see what everyone says. So here's some of the answers that I got. One person said, when I play Minecraft, I love to eat goldfish crackers, and in parentheses, the multicolor ones, and either water, Sprite, or tea. Iced tea, not hot tea. Yeah, I agree with that one. I mean, having some goldfish with hot tea does not sound like a good combination. Iced tea sounds perfect. I'll go ahead and say mine. My go-to snack for video games is Starbucks. I'm a basic B, and I love the Starbucks Grande Caramel Macchiatos. But going back to the Italian side, I also love my string cheese. I love Sargento mozzarella string cheese. I also like fruit, so apple slices, grapes, strawberries. I'll even get myself some whipped cream, or maybe even some chocolate just to like pair it up with something sweet. I'm trying to eat healthier. So for me, having fruit is great because it's high in fiber. It's healthy for you. It makes you feel good. So that's what I like. Let's see who else answered the question. All right. Another member of the community said Takis. He likes the burn. Takis, I'm assuming he means the potato chips. And I think it's fun that he likes to eat Takis potato chips when he likes to play games. I can't do spicy food, so I think it's funny seeing other people in the community that really enjoy to eating like really hot food while they play games. That's really cool. I gotta give you credit for that. Another user said that they liked dipping their apple. They liked apples as well, dipped in caramel, and it gives them intense autumnal vibes, and that's awesome. Gotta love apples with caramel. Oh man, that sounds amazing right now. I could just go for a whole like thing of caramel and apples and feel great afterwards. I'll just skip the apple and just eat all the caramel. Another user posted Ruffles chips, French onion dip, barbecue smokies, and a root beer. And they posted a picture as well. Great job, by the way, on the participation with showing off the root beer and the dip and the barbecue smokies. It actually looks really good. I got to say, those are some great gaming snacks. We're coming over to your house, user, for that one. The next, let's see, are there any more? I'm double checking if there's any more answers here. I don't see any other answers. So what's going to happen is I'm going to post a question next week and probably on the day of, on Friday, and I'll post a question. And if you want to have your answer heard on the show, then you'll hear it. And this was fun. It was fun getting the opportunity to have the community listen and check out these awesome snacks. Like, I'm going to take a ride to my local grocery store and I'm going to buy some of this food because some of this food sounds amazing. And I can't wait to get the opportunity to eat some more of this, of these snacks. So, other than that, that's pretty much the last section of the show. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up in the next section. So feel free to stick around if you're in the Discord. Just hang on one moment. Welcome back. This is the last section of the show, and this is just a wrap-up. Today, once again, is February 5th, and this weekend is a special weekend because it's Super Bowl Sunday coming up. I don't even know which teams are playing. I'm that bad at sports. But I'm very curious to watch the commercials, and I'm curious to see how that goes. I am looking forward to playing some more games. I'm looking forward to probably also continue my game development. Nothing really new on the game development side of things. It's going very slowly due to just circumstance of life. One of my new goals, though, when it comes to stuff like that with big projects is just, you know, pick something, one thing. If I can just get one little thing done, then that's great. Then I consider that an achievement. And just continue down that track, just as long as I get one thing done at a time. But yeah, just some other housekeeping things of the show. I'd like to thank Lynn, our moderator in the Discord community, for doing a great job. I'd also like to thank all of our new community members that have joined. Thank you so much again for coming in every day and making the community really fun by posting all of your like videos and content. And it seems like lately every night we're hopping into a voice channel, and we're just talking and venting and having a great time. So if at all you feel like you are feeling alone, or you're feeling like you could use a community of people to talk to, a small community, then feel free to come on to the Italian Gamer Discord channel. We're a very small growing community, and it's so nice getting the opportunity to meet new people, and we're very open-minded. We're very inclusive. So feel free to drop on in. Other housekeeping stuff. That's pretty much it. If you'd like to support the show, you can feel free to go to anchor.fm. Anchor.fm has a support section where you can actually like donate to the show if you're interested. It's not required. There's no need to donate at all, but if you are interested, you can do that. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can do that through the Discord as well. My username on Discord is electjonic, so you can feel free to message me separately. If you would like to guest star on the show on a future episode, I would love to have you. Nothing like having a guest host on the show, being able to talk about what they're playing this week or any video game news they might have. I'm very open-minded to having other people on the show, so feel free to let me know and you can hop on in. If you have any suggestions for future sections of the show, let me know. One of my ideas, you know, I'm not very good with esports news or esports knowledge, and one of the ideas that I had was trying to find someone out there that might be interested in sharing some esports news about, like, maybe some esports teams out there, esports related content that I'd like to start bringing over to the podcast. So for any listeners out there, if you know anything about esports, or if you know anything as far as that goes, let me know. If you're interested in becoming a co-host on the show week to week or whatever, whenever your availability is, let me know. I would love to have you. And if you'd like to have your voice heard across all the channels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts one day, YouTube, Stitcher, and anywhere podcasts are distributed, even in the universe where aliens are probably listening with their Nintendo Switches, because aliens do exist and they're out there and they're probably like, who is this Italian? What even is an Italian? I think there has something to do with pasta, but anyway, if you would like to consider coming on the show and sharing some of your own, nonsense like me, then feel free to come on in, cause it's a party and it's a party all the time. So, yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it for the Italian Gamer this week. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. And before I go, I'm going to put on the Mambo Italiano remix again, and we're going to have a dance party. So stay tuned and hold on one moment. Hope everyone has a great evening. Once again, I'm your host, Joe Amadeo. Today is February 5th, 2021. See you all next Friday. This is the Italian Gamer Podcast.
Do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.